Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. Praying this Sunday is off to a wonderful start. I wish it was as fresh as it was Friday morning. But we'll take what we can get, a new day, and we'll make the best of it, because God will enter it with us. My dear family, we come asking for God's strength in His love and joy, so that our lives may radiate that wherever He may send us in the given week. We welcome all of you who are joining us via television, radio, internet, social media. Thank you for joining us here at the Mother Church of our diocese, where we are always praying for you and your loved ones. Whether you are at home or in a hospital or a nursing home, realize you are always one with us through the love and peace of Christ. And may that love dwell in your homes, or wherever you may be this day, with you and for you. Realizing God's love for all of us, let us acknowledge our sins and seek pardon and mercy. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him and making kings run in his service, opening doors before him and leaving the gates unbarred. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen one, I have called you by your name, giving you a title, though you knew me not. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. It is I who arm you, though you know me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, there is no other. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love, and endurance in hope of our Lord Jesus Christ, before our God and Father, knowing, brothers and sisters loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in the power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is in this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the midst of so much going on in the secular world this day, we have before us a wonderful depiction how Jesus deals with those of the world. Those who try to entrap Jesus, those who try to figure out where does he stand. I kind of wish in the modern day that we can gather all those who are running for office, regardless of what office. I'm not talking about a particular office, so don't go there. Just if we can gather all of them, and they all have a debate, and Jesus is on the panel as well. I assure you, he would disintegrate all of them. All of them. Whether you're on one side or the other. He would find something to pull out of each and every one of them that would cause them to disintegrate. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but to God what belongs to God. Jesus doesn't question, give to what belongs to this world what belongs to this world. By the way, we're borrowing it. But not an ounce or a cent more. Not a single ounce that belongs to me, says the Lord. God is not necessarily concerned about wealth in the world. He's concerned about the value of you and of me. He calls us to be mindful. Notice how the Herodians say, Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth, which is why he would be the last one standing on that panel. Because all the other ones wouldn't be able to figure out anything when it comes to how Jesus is able to know already. And that's the question for you and me, my dear family. Where are you in giving back to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but giving to God what belongs to God? And what is it that belongs to God? Well, it's our very life. Notice how they take that little coin and he asks, whose image is this? It's Caesar's. Well, then give it back to him. You do realize that this particular vessel is the image and likeness of the one it belongs to. God. This right here, when you go like this to yourself, this is created in the image and likeness of God. So it does not belong to Caesar. It does not belong to this world. Nor should it be given to this world. Nor should it be compromised in any which way to this world. It belongs to God. And so when are we supposed to give it back to God? Every day. Every day. In the preface before the consecration, we say that you have summoned us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own possession, so that everywhere you send me, I'm paraphrasing now, your mighty works will be done. For you have called us out of the darkness into your own wonderful light. Do we see who we are? And do we hold on to who we are? And do we remind ourselves every day who we belong to? And in no way do we give it to the one we do not belong to, the world. In all of its confusion, the psalmist today reminds you and me to sing to the Lord a new song. The only way we can do that is if we remember that we belong to him. And sing to the Lord, who, all of us, tell his glory among all the nations and speak of his greatness. For he has done wonderful things for me. And that is how, in another preface before the consecration, we are reminded, because we're in the image and likeness of the one we belong to, It is in him we live and move and have our being. Yes, while in this body we not only experience the daily effects of his care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. And that's what we cannot let go of, my dear family, nor should we ever be convinced to do so. And that is why it's so important for all of us to always be mindful of how God calls us to be, to live, but also at the same time to hold on to what rightly belongs to him, which is the beauty of our life. He is the one acknowledged for truth that is never in any which way changed. For us, it's about being more aware of a membership and affiliation to this body of Christ before we belong anywhere else. Whatever you become a part of in this world never comes first. It is your baptismal call that makes you a member of the body of Christ, heir to the kingdom, that always comes first. For I assure you, he is the only one who will give everything for you. Everyone else will only take. Look towards him to realize who you are and to whom you belong, so that the beauty of what he has already given you remains intact. Eyes that see the beauty of your life and others' lives, and work towards what builds his kingdom and not tears it down. This is the chosen race. This is the royal priesthood. This is who we are as the body of Christ. You know, I dare to quote someone who is part of the world, in the secular world, very, very successful man. I do want to share his words with you. Why? Well, we share the words of St. Paul. He had a conversion, so everyone has the opportunity to have a conversion. I share with you, and I quote, "In others' eyes, my life is the essence of success. But aside from work, I have little joy. And in the end, wealth is just a fact of life to which I had become accustomed. But now at this moment, lying on this bed, sick and remembering all my life, I realize that all my recognition and all my wealth that I have is meaningless in the face of imminent death. You can hire someone to drive a car for you, make money for you, but you cannot rent someone to carry the disease for you. One can find material things, but there is one thing that cannot be found when it is lost, and that is life. I never thought I would quote this man, but I was by far very happy that he came to see at the end of his life. My dear family, don't wait. until that moment to see the obvious. In whose image you were created in whose likeness you are meant to live in, so that you can enjoy, yes, whatever the world has to offer in its goodness, without ever losing the beauty and the vision of what you already have, a life that's worth living, a life that is yours, but a life that comes from God. And it's up to us whether it returns to Him. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great confidence in our Father's love, let us ask that He hear the needs we now present.
For all clergy, may they be strengthened and edified by the prayers of the church throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of nations and all those in authority, may God grant them fortitude in governing wisely with justice and compassion, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are sick, for those struggling with depression, for all worried about the health of loved ones, that through the intercession of St. Luke, the physician, God may grant healing and peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In a special way for our doctors, our nurses, paramedics, and all who help to heal our injuries and illnesses, that they may know the gratitude of the people that they touch, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For missionaries around the world, that their efforts may yield an abundant harvest, as they bear witness to God's love and mercy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here, may we grow in appreciation for all that we have as we repay to God what belongs to God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, in a special way, Deborah Garza, Maria Hernandez, David Gonzalez, Mary Zarate, Helen Hurtado, and the deceased members of the Mew family, may they experience fullness of joy with Christ and all the saints in heaven. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of George and Isabel Hernandez, and for all of those intentions that we now hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving God, all that we have can be traced back to You and is only ours for this length of time. Grant us the grace to appreciate this time together and increase our willingness to share Your blessings and come at last to the kingdom where You live and reign forever and ever. Amen. pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory.
Grant us, Lord, we pray, a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels and saints, we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, Saint Luke, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All glory and honor is yours forever and ever. My dear family, with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us turn to one another and offer some sign of peace.
Peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you joining us from home, or a hospital, a nursing home, or wherever you may be this day, I invite you to please join with me in offering the prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Let us stand in prayer. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that benefiting from participation in heavenly things, we may be helped by what you give in this present age and prepared for the gifts that are eternal. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The rummage sale is coming up, so if there are any items that you would like to donate, please call the office, and I'm sure Donald and his helpers will be very happy to come pick those up. It's scheduled for the last weekend, October 31st and November 1st weekend, or October 30th, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday. So thank you for all you're doing there. And Religious Ed, thank you so much for your patience. We are going to jumpstart here. We finally got somebody in the area who can help us there, and she is going to be emailing all of you this coming up week. Thank God, finally. And thank you so much for your patience, and we will get started. So again, we're not starting late. Well, we are starting late, but we're not going to end later, let's put it that way. And let us continue to ask the Lord to watch over all our young people and to continue to form them, you know, to be people who enjoy the beauty of their life and the beauty of their person always. So that is what God calls us to do. And my dear family, remember, yes, let's enjoy the journey while we're on it, but never giving to the world what belongs to God. Hold on to that, which is yourself, and enjoy along the way what the world has to offer, which is good. And remember what you bring into the world, good. Praise be to God, you're here. I do want to acknowledge one of the couples who was just here. They just got married. Oh gosh, where are they? Oh, there they are. They're right there in the middle. So congratulations to them. And they just got married. They had a beautiful crowd here. And of course, this is where it all happened. And let's pray for them. And let's pray for all married couples that you always have the beauty of your love that you share faithfully each and every day. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday, all of you. Please just turn to each other and wish each other from a distance a happy Sunday.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home, and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christaspahn.org. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.